The Matson Line cargo ship is laden with hundreds of shipping containers, and it looks like a floating building rather than a ship. It's in from a recent trek across the Pacific Ocean, and it's docked here at the Port of Oakland. It's being unloaded one container at a time by a row of cranes towering over the ship.
And they're either loading them onto a truck chassis to go directly out of the port, or they're going to store it in the yard, sort it out, and put it on a rail car or send it out on the regional freeways.
That's Richard Sinkoff. He directs environmental projects at the Port of Oakland. He says it can take crews 24 to 48 hours to fully unload one ship, and all that activity creates a lot of air pollution surrounding West Oakland. The trucks moving containers around the port run on diesel, and recently, the port banned all pre-1994 trucks from shuttling shipping containers. Daphne Prevost, who manages truck programs for the port, says the goal is to ensure the thousands of trucks serving the port emit low levels of diesel pollution.
These are engine model years that we're talking about, and generally the older the engine, the more polluting it is. Like anything else, trucks get cleaner as, you know, technology for truck engines gets cleaner.
Los Angeles has done this too, and it's the biggest port in the country. Since last fall, it's removed 4,500 dirty trucks from its operations. Richard Abbey says the region's seen a nearly 35% improvement to the local air quality and a reduction of 500 tons of nitrous oxide, or NOx.
And to put that in perspective, that 500 tons per year in NOx is like removing 113,000 cars from the road for a year.
But truck exhaust represents only about 4% of all diesel emissions in America's ports. It's the ships that emit the most. They burn dirty bunker fuel on their way into the port, and when they're docked, they keep it running for electricity. James Cannon is with Energy Futures, an environmental advocacy group. And he says these big ships are just like a power plant on land. But because they're in the water, the U.S. Clean Air Act doesn't apply.
But because the power plant is just a few feet off the berth on the ship, it's totally unregulated. And this has led to emissions literally thousands of times higher than would be allowed if it was just a few feet away.
Cannon says ports are exploring ways to cut these emissions, but the pace is slow. He says the most ideal solution is to allow ships to plug into the electrical grid while at berth. A few ships docking at the Port of Long Beach can do this now. These California ports are greening their operations because state law is pushing them. Cannon says America's seven other ports have much farther to go. He says they should take advantage of the lower shipping activity during this recession and spend money to green their operations.
Rather than endlessly expanding their container ports for endlessly expanding volume, they now have a chance to kind of restructure their ports and put them on a cleaner basis.
The U.S. EPA has pledged to regulate air within 230 miles of U.S. coasts by 2012. And if the agency stays true to its word, all the nation's ports will have to green their operations eventually. Whether it will be as much as California's ports have done remains to be seen. For the Environment Report, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.